This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, we know the roots on fire. Another exciting day for you. Things are going wild in the United States. I got to tell you, I think that we're close to some sort of a breaking point. I believe we're close to a breaking point. I don't know if we're going to make it. I don't know if the United States of America can make it. It is clear Joe Biden's looking to destroy this country. Absolutely destroy it from sea to shining sea and coast to coast. You know, when the NFL releases ads, the NFL's gay, the NFL's lesbian, the NFL's bisexual, the NFL's transgender. My God, you know what the NFL is? No, the NFL is suicidal. That's what they really are. When every black city, county, state, neighborhood thinks you're supposed to have reparations, but every one of those black neighborhoods and black cities and black counties, majority black, is run by Democrats. It's run by black Democrats often. It's insane. The U.S. going down like the Hindenburg. You know, the NSA is caught spying on Tucker Carlson. Do you understand the significance of this? I have always said that the government is spying on Wayne Root. I've always said that. I assume every conversation, I assume every text, I assume every email. They're trying to catch leading conservatives and Republicans in crimes or something they could twist out of context and try and make it a crime. They're trying to put us in jail, just like they tried with Trump. They're trying to put you in jail for nothing. Well, no one cares. Will Democrats loot the entire country? And I know they're listening to every word I say. I know I'm on their radar because George Soros is the biggest funder of Media Matters. I'm sure he also funds Right Wing Watch. And both of them try and catch me every single day. They listen to every word. They record every word. And they're trying to find one sentence out of context to ruin my life. And so I'm telling you, the government is listening to me. The same government that used the IRS to try and destroy me. Literally a decade ago, the same government that under Obama tried to destroy my life, the same government that sent other government agencies after me to try and destroy my life. And then I was just literally at the bank. And the girl at the bank, I won't say the name of the bank, I won't say the name of the gal. But the girl ran up to me and she said, Wayne, we know about your radio show, we love your radio show, and we know how you feel about vaccines. Wayne, I've worked for this company for 15 years. I'm a single mother. I can't lose my job. I depend on it to pay the bills. I'm the only breadwinner in my house. And they're going to make me take a vaccine or I will lose my job. I can't come to work anymore. And my son joined the army. And he's shipping out next week. And he's got to get the vaccine. And both of us are scared to death. We know how bad it is. She said, here's the deal. Let me bring you in to meet the manager of the bank. So I went in to meet the manager of the bank. And they all were scared to death. They know people who literally got the vaccine and died of a stroke. And yesterday, I got a text from a great friend who said, literally, Wayne, our friends are in real estate, and one of their employees is 30 years old in Las Vegas. She got the vaccine, and she literally was rushed to the hospital the next day. And was in a coma for 2 weeks, and she just died moments ago. This just happened in Vegas. A 30-year-old mom died after getting the vaccine, but the hospital says it's got nothing to do with the vaccine. Healthy your entire life, just like the British Airways pilots. Healthy, no problem. Four of them in 1 week died of the vaccine. She's in real estate, 30 years old, healthy, gets... covering it up. People are dying. Clearly, all over this country. I'm getting emails from so many people telling me about people who get the vaccine and get a stroke, get the vaccine of a heart attack, get the vaccine of heart inflammation, get the vaccine of autoimmune attack, get the vaccine and can't see because they have herpes in their eyes. Get the vaccine and drop dead. And none of the doctors, for fear of losing their medical license, will ever say that it's the vaccine. If you blame the vaccine, you lose your medical license. If you blame the vaccine, you can lose everything you've got. Because the government and the social media and the media, they're all in this giant conspiracy. You're not allowed to say anything. You have to accept whatever they stuff down your throat. If they want to inject you with poison, then you get injected with poison. Do you know how many scared people there are, like the bank manager and the bank teller that I just ran into? Do you know how many scared people there are? Senator Ron Johnson, Republican Wisconsin, had a hearing yesterday, and a mother with her disabled daughter breaks down crying while sharing how the COVID vaccine shattered her daughter's life. This is going on all over the country, and nobody's talking about it. 99% of the adverse reactions, they're not allowing you to know it's from the COVID vaccine. The girl who just died in Vegas yesterday when I got the note that she just died moments ago after being in a coma for 2 weeks, right after getting the vaccine. Do you know what they claim? They claim she got COVID the same day as she got the vaccine, and she died from COVID. Do you know how many, in Israel, they vaccinated everyone, and there's a wave of COVID. In, I think it's Peru, they vaccinated everyone. It's either Peru or Chile that leads South American vaccinations, and they've got a wave of COVID. In England, they vaccinated most people, wave of COVID, and almost all the deaths from COVID in England, not the deaths from the vaccine, deaths from COVID are from people who've been vaccinated. The vaccine is not the answer. We've got the answer, doctors and scientists tell me, with hydroxychloroquine, and we've got the answer with Invectrin, or ivermectin, excuse me, ivermectin, and both of them go right to the virus. This is what doctors and scientists tell me, and if you get it early, it's amazing, it's a miracle. If you get it early, if you wait till you're in a hospital, too late, you're dead. So why are we worried about a vaccine? Why are we worried about masks? Why are we worried about lockdowns again? Why are we going to lock down the country again? Because the Biden administration wants to put us out of business. In Australia, they locked down Sydney. Over 70 people with COVID. 70. Then the next day, it was 130. It's a city of 6 million. So 70 people have COVID. And how about if 69 of the 70 are old people in nursing homes, 85 years old, sitting in a wheelchair, dribbling on themselves? I don't want them to die. I want you to protect them. But they have nothing to do with society. You don't close society and close people's businesses and bankrupt everyone and tell them you can't go to the beach anymore, you can't have fun anymore, kids can't play in parks anymore because a bunch of old people are dying in their wheelchairs in nursing homes. This is insanity. It was insanity in March of 2020, and I called it all, and I was right about everything. Everything, not some things, everything. Now it's happening again. I called it, I said they're going to lock down the country again, and I'm telling you, it's coming. Biden is itching with his little itchy trigger finger to lock down the nation, and he's going to do mask mandates again. No one's wearing masks. Everyone feels free. No one's going to wear them ever again. He's going to tell you to go to jail if you don't wear them. And businesses are saying, you lose your job if you don't get the vaccine. Even though at the moment they're saying it, children are dying. Children are being crippled. Middle-aged people are dying. Middle-aged people are being crippled. Old people are dying. Old people are being crippled. Not by COVID, by the COVID vaccine. We had the guy who invented the mRNA technology. That is the vaccine, the core of the vaccine. He was on the show yesterday. And do you know, since he was on the show, he was literally banned by LinkedIn. His entire resume has been removed from LinkedIn. You don't think the government is watching my show and listening to my show? You don't think that the FDA is listening to my show? You don't think every one of these government agencies is listening in on the show? I can't tell you how many guests have come on the show, and then within days, something bad happened to them from the government. They listen to every word and every guest and everything I say. It's sick. And that same NSA has been caught spying on Tucker Carlson. Ladies and gentlemen, there are so many problems in this country. It is sick. But I can tell you the mother who was on in the hearing in Congress,
Stephanie DeGary cried as she told the story of her daughter, Maddie DeGary, who was an active, healthy young woman until she took the COVID vaccine, and then her life fell apart, and now she's literally an invalid. And I can't tell you how many people have told me they know someone who had a stroke or in the hospital with a stroke or died of a stroke right after getting the COVID vaccine. No one's telling you this. It's all being covered up. And what did I say on this show again and again and again ad nauseum for a year now? That what do you think is coming across that border? Okay, even under Trump, not just under Biden, but under Biden, it's like a nuclear attack. It's times 10 million squared. To the 9 millionth degree. It's a massive invasion of our country. But even under Trump, many of the people coming over that border or trying to come over are and were terrorists. But under Biden, the terrorists were all getting in. Under Trump, they were stopped. So a Panamanian official said today, terrorists are blending with migrants from outside the Americas to try and reach the United States. I'm telling you, the doors are open of every prison in the world. The scumbags are being let out to come to America. They know the border's open and they could destroy our country and they could get rid of their biggest problems. Send us your MS-13 killers. Send them to America. Send us your rapists. Send us your robbers. Send us your murderers. Send us your drunk drivers who kill people with no regard. Send us your terrorists. The USA is going down like the Hindenburg. The guy who lit the match is Joe Biden, who's a brain-dead zombie puppet with dementia, who doesn't know where he is. But Obama is moving the strings. Obama is burning this country to the ground. USA going down like the Hindenburg. One of my smartest friends is worth $50 million, called me today. He tried to get a reservation yesterday in a restaurant that seats 100. They can only seat 20 because they have no employees. It's only the owner and the owner's husband and the owner's son. There are no employees. No one wants to work anymore. Then he walked into a butcher store and he said the meat is triple what it was 3 weeks ago. My God, the supply chains are ruined. The inflation's through the roof. The country's going down.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest, this time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year: South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole, Bob Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Learn more at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You can choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They've paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
There are just so many things going wrong. The attack is from every direction. You know, not only did my buddy, who I trust, tell me that in a restaurant that seats 100, they can only seat 20. I won't even tell you what state it's in. I won't embarrass anyone or get anybody in trouble. But the owner of the restaurant's going broke, and now it's not because of COVID. It's because everybody wants to eat out. There's nobody to serve them. She's got no employees. And the other thing I'm hearing from every one of my friends who own restaurants, that all the young job applicants are morons and incompetent. What did they learn in school? Nothing. They never learned how to sell. They never learned how to serve. They never learned how to balance a checkbook. They never learned how to run a counter of a deli. They never learned how to do a job interview. The only way they ever have of surviving is government, food stamps, welfare, unemployment, or keep having babies for the rest of their life and getting a check for that. They have no other way to survive, the younger generation in this country. And then my buddy walked in the butcher store and the meat prices are through the roof. Two things does that showcase. Number one, inflation is coming. Massive inflation is here and more is coming. And number two, the liberals are trying to kill meat. Because he said, guess what, Wayne? Fish isn't up. Vegetables aren't up. It's meat that's up. They don't want us to eat meat anymore. They're trying to make it so expensive no one can afford to eat meat. And then my smart friend said the supply chain is dead. You can't get anything. And don't forget, crime through the roof. Here in Vegas, I saw a story that was frightening. Retail stores all being robbed to death. And you know why? Because every person that walks in and robs them, almost every single person is a minority. And they're afraid to arrest anyone. The word has gotten down from the corporate heads of each store. If someone walks in the store and robs us and they're black or Hispanic, don't touch them. We do not want to be accused of racism. And this is going on all over Vegas and all over the country. It's going on in New York. Let them walk out the store with the clothes, walk out the store with the TV set, walk out the store with whatever they can steal. whatever they can grab, because if you stop them and they're black, if you stop them and they're Hispanic, you will be accused of racism. And we don't want our store accused of racism. What has happened to our country? There's no racism. I love black people. I love Hispanic people. But I don't love criminals of any color. And if you steal, no matter what your color, if you steal, you have to go to jail. America doesn't work if you don't send criminals to jail. So then I saw another article about on a famous Vegas site that tells you what's really going on in town. And it showed videos of homeless people covered in feces, sitting, laying, standing, sleeping inside Vegas casinos. Fancy casinos. By the bathroom, by the one-armed bandits, just sitting there with feces hanging off them. And in the video, the guards walk right by them. Why? Because the guards have been told, don't touch the homeless people, because we'll either get in a lawsuit or we'll be accused of racism. Don't do it. So they let them walk out of retail stores with anything they want. They let them hang out in casinos with feces hanging down their legs. Nevada now is a transgender Miss Nevada, USA. And they announced that they're going to pay for transgender surgeries in the military. And in case everybody didn't notice, somehow Biden, without, as far as I know, there was no congressional approval, must have been an executive action. Suddenly Biden is sending checks to every family in America for each kid they've got. You get universal income money each month. Everyone's going to get thousands of dollars for not working. And the NFL runs ads. We're gay, we're bisexual, we're lesbian, we're transgender. And California bans travel for state employees to conservative states. You don't think we're falling apart? You don't think the country's breaking up? This is Biden's plan to destroy the USA. It's insane what's going on. The massive round of inflation. Did you see gas prices now the highest in a decade? And the gas stations are running out of gas in advance of the July 4th holiday. So once again, just like a month or two ago, massive increases in price and shortages of gas. None of this happened under Trump. This all happened because Biden is the president, not because you voted for Biden, because we all know not enough people voted for Biden. He didn't win. They stole the election. They rigged it. They stole it. And now they're taking the country away. Anybody can see what's going on. Look at article after article. Now prices are soaring. June rent jump is the biggest in history. Gas prices up, rent prices up, food prices up, meat prices up. And Biden trying to destroy the suburbs. Not only do you not have to work for a living anymore, and no one could find an employee to actually work, but he's trying to say anyone can move into your nice neighborhood, even though they can't afford the house. He'll give them the money, and they'll build low-income housing next door, and they'll just pay the rent, and they'll get it for free and ruin your neighborhood. While the government is spying on Tucker Carlson, if you don't think the country's going down, you're not paying attention. We're going down like the Hindenburg. This is bad. This is incredible. They want to listen on the phone to Tucker Carlson and I'm sure Wayne Root. At the same time, you're a transgender? Oh, that's great. Now you can play in the NFL. You're bisexual? You are the NFL. You have five kids? Welfare checks for all five kids. Isn't America great?
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
War now.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Surfside, Florida building official who gave the condo that collapsed a clean bill of health as recently as November 2018 has been placed on leave from his current job, as the interim building official from Doral, Florida said. The search and rescue operation continues as 150 people are unaccounted for. The chairman of the Miami-Dade Board of County Commissioners, Jose Diaz, joins Your World with Neil Cavuto to discuss the rescue mission.
They hear some types of noise, happy noises and stuff like that. What that noise actually is, they haven't really stated, but I do know that they have that hope.
On a radio program, former President Donald Trump says he plans to decide if he'll run for president again in 2024, right after the 2022 midterm elections. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
It is so crazy. I just got this letter in the break, and I've gotten hundreds like this. Wayne, I know a couple that willingly got the vaccine. But one of them, the woman, had difficulty breathing within 2 weeks of getting the first shot. Turns out she had a blood clot in her lungs. She went through a difficult procedure to remove it, and thank God it worked. She has never been hospitalized as long as I've known her, but her doctor claims it wasn't because of the vaccine. I'm not buying it. Too coincidental for me. Of course! It's going on all over the country. People are sick and people are dying, and they're blaming it on everything but the vaccine, and they're silencing it. They don't want you to know. How could I know about so many people? And personally, I know, I don't know, probably a half dozen people who got the vaccine and either died or very sick or had a stroke or extreme illness. It's ridiculous what's going on. None of it is being reported. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, then I'll get to my guest. Inflation is here. Oh, yes, it is. I've been reading this ad for months, but boy, is it here. All the news today is about inflation, inflation, inflation. Gas prices, just the gas prices and gas shortages. Gas prices through the roof. Homes through the roof. Commodities through the roof. Food through the roof. Meat through the roof. The best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. They're the sponsors of the show. They're the official precious metals dealer sponsor of this show. And their team at ASI, Asset Strategies International, wants you to keep what's yours. The way to keep what's yours is to have a little insurance policy called gold and silver. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the price of gold while supplies last, or anything else you want in the precious metals world. Silver, rare coins, you'll get all of them at the best deal anywhere possible in the world when you mention that you're a fan of Wayne Allen Root. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. Our guest is Doug Wardlow. He's a Republican candidate for Attorney General in Minnesota to unseat a terrible, terrible person, Keith Ellison, who I believe is a Marxist, I believe is bad news for America, and he's the guy that prosecuted the cop, Derek Chauvin. It was not a fair trial, in my opinion. Let's speak to Doug Wardlow, candidate for Attorney General in Minnesota. Doug, how are you?
Doing well, Wayne. Thanks for having me on.
So, Derek Chauvin was sentenced to 22 and a half years in prison for his role in George Floyd's death. Discuss with my listeners the problems with the trial and with his sentencing.
Absolutely. There are a number of problems with the trial. You know, the problem really is that Keith Ellison, our attorney general here, who took over the prosecution, really has no regard for due process. And the biggest
problem. Hey, Doug, I got to ask you to move around. You're going in and out. We can only hear every other word. So can you move to a different spot, maybe? Let's see if we can get you more clear.
Yeah, absolutely. All right.
Okay, go. Talk to me, Doug. Talk to me.
Is that better? All right.
No, you're kind of, every word is kind of cut. I don't know where you are, but it's not good reception, would be my guess, is the issue. And you're on a cell phone, clearly. So just move around a bit, and usually you could find a spot that's better. How about that? Talk now. You sounded better when you said sure.
Is that better?
Yeah, I think we're better. I think we are. Tell me about the Derek Chauvin trial and why it was not a fair trial. It did not give a fair result.
Right. It was not a fair trial. And the problem is really Keith Ellison and the fact that he allowed a situation to prevail, an environment where we have a pervasive threat of mob violence, essentially, that was influencing the jury. And, you know, the judge refused to change the venue to somewhere else in greater Minnesota. So it was in Minneapolis. And so every day when the jurors went into the courtroom, they had to basically go through the...
Hey, Doug, we're going to have to... Doug, let me put you on hold. We got to reschedule or find another spot because it's just... There's no point in having an interview. You can't hear the guest. And I'm dying to hear Doug. He sounds like a brilliant guy. I want him to beat Keith Ellison, who's a horrible person. These people, in my opinion, are evil. Just evil people on the Democrat side that are trying to destroy this country and destroy patriots and put policemen in jail for criminals with lifelong records. And then they allow the people that burn the country down to A, get away with murder, and B, get away with burning the country down, and C, get away with intimidating the jury. So no one will ever find a policeman innocent, ever, because they know they could be killed, their family could be killed, the courthouse could be burned to the ground, they'll die on the spot. So we'll try and get you back with Doug. I'm listening in my ear for Chris O'Sullivan, my board op, if he's got it. All right, he's working on a workaround, so there's got to be a... Yeah, and we'll do it in another segment if we have to. I have plenty to talk about in this segment. We'll get back with Doug. But let me know in my ear if anything changes, because I really want to get him on here. But listen to the things that are happening in this country at this very moment. California bans 5 more states from doing business with states based on LGBT policies. Remember, it was only a couple weeks ago that Biden ordered gay pride rainbow flags to be flown at every embassy in the world, every American embassy in the world, U.S. embassy. They had an American flag, and flying right next to it was the gay pride parade flag. And now California is banning government employees from doing business in states that don't have policies that are perfect for LGBT. They're banning travel to Arkansas, Florida, Montana, North Dakota, and West Virginia. But they're just the newest on states that California says you can't do business with. There's 17 states on the list. Already on the list, Alabama, Idaho, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Mississippi, North Carolina, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, and Texas. You can't do business. You can't travel with them. You can't do state business with them. We got him back with a good sound? All right, Doug, you back? We got you?
I am. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you beautiful. There we go. So tell me how you would have handled the trial if you were the Attorney General of Minnesota instead of Keith Ellison, and that's what you're running to do, to unseat Keith Ellison. What difference would you have made in that trial?
Well, the first and biggest thing was, you know, Keith Ellison, the Office of the Attorney General, doesn't handle prosecutions directly except in rare instances. And so the Hennepin County Attorney, the county where Minneapolis is, Hennepin County Attorney is the prosecutor that should have prosecuted the trial. So Keith Ellison took over the trial, forcibly took over the trial, and that was political grandstanding in the first instance, and it's because Keith Ellison is waging a war on police. So I would not have done that. I wouldn't have taken over the trial. I would have provided support if the Hennepin County Attorney needed it, but I certainly wouldn't have taken the trial out of the Hennepin County Attorney's hands, and that's problem number one. And then Keith Ellison, you know, in his public statements, is pushing this critical race theory narrative, or a false narrative about systemic racism within the police, and that just exacerbated the situation on the ground here in Minnesota, and created this atmosphere of almost a threat of mob violence that was pervasive and affected the jurors, and that was really the biggest problem. So the jurors had to go into court every single day through barricades, and they knew were there to protect them and to protect the government buildings from violence in the event that a guilty verdict was not reached. And so you can't really have a fair trial under those circumstances. The judge should have changed the venue, and a lot of things should have gone differently. But the fundamental problem is Keith Ellison, our attorney general, has zero respect for due process. And he is engaging in a war on police. And meanwhile, violent crime is skyrocketing in our cities. You know, in the last month, 3 children under age 11 have been shot in Minneapolis. And tragically, 2 of them died. It's sad.
So let me ask you a quick question.
Absolutely.
Doug, let me ask you a question. It's Doug Wardlow we're talking to, a Republican candidate for AG, Attorney General in Minnesota, to unseat a terrible man, Keith Ellison, just an awful person. And, Doug, I got to ask you, to me, the problem with the trial, and I watched the video and I thought he looked horrible, that officer, and he looked guilty as could be, that officer, but you got to give him a fair trial. And I believe that jury never gave him a fair trial because they knew if they hit him with lesser charges or found him innocent that they would be hounded for the rest of their lives, their houses could be burned to the ground, that courthouse could have been burned to the ground, people would intimidate their children at school, they can never show their faces in a restaurant again, someone would spit in their food, their spouses might get fired from their jobs, and they'd all be unemployable. If you ever let the killer of George Floyd go, you'd be persona non grata in the United States of America. You'd be hunted by Black Lives Matter or Antifa. So how do you conduct a trial when a jury feels like they could be killed if they rule a certain way?
Well, first of all, they should have had the trial outside of Minneapolis. That would have certainly helped. Second of all, they should have sequestered the jury from the beginning, and the judge did not do that. And then Keith Ellison should have not have been using, you know, the bully pulpit of the Attorney General's office to whip up folks and get them angry about systemic racism as he, you know, did, and they kind of stood back and let things happen, and he, you know, didn't say anything when Maxine Waters came to town and told protesters that they should be more confrontational if they're in their protests if they didn't find Chauvin guilty of murder. You know, it was just incredible. There were so many different things going on that he could have pulled back. He could have controlled the situation and environment and reduced the temperature of the environment. But he did not do that because he was interested in getting a guilty verdict. You know, in an op-ed he put in the Washington Post over the weekend, Ellison actually said that his office could not have led the prosecution of Derek Chauvin without pressure from a community that demanded accountability and action. So,
amazing.
You know, apparently, he thinks that the threat of mob violence and outside pressure is a legitimate tool to push a court in a particular direction.
So, right. Well, you know, I guess the question becomes, how does any cop get a fair trial in the United States of America ever again? It seems to me every time a cop's on trial for shooting someone of color, even if that person has a long criminal record, even if they were being violent to the cop, even if they were disobeying the cop, even if they were doing bad things, even if they had just committed a crime, even if their body's filled with drugs, you're never going to get a fair trial for a cop ever again because of juries in this country and the intimidation factor. You know what? Answer that question when we get back, Doug, because you got into this thing late. The music's on. The segment's ending, but we're going to carry you over to the next segment if that's okay with you. We got you for another few minutes.
Fantastic. Yep.
Okay, good. So answer that question when we get back. How does any cop get a fair trial in Minnesota or anywhere in the country ever again when you see the environment now, the hatred for cops, defund police, cops retiring, taking their immunity away? It's bad stuff going on in America. The thin blue line is under attack. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn, the Warriors, with you on USA Radio Network. We'll be back with Doug Wardlow, Attorney General candidate, Minnesota.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allyn Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone, people sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story. For the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Make no mistake, inflation is here.
Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date.
And most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked.
Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Hey, everyone, welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by the War Raw Podcast. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw, by Wayne Allen Root. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. We've got a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday daily podcast. Then we got the weekend podcast with my top 10 stories of the week for conservatives. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. Back with my guest, Doug Wardlow. He is the Republican candidate for Attorney General in Minnesota to unseat, please God, please God, please God, let him unseat Keith Ellison, very bad guy. The website, DougWardlowAG.com, DougWardlowAG.com. AG, of course, stands for Attorney General. Doug, welcome back to the show.
Very good to be here.
So can a cop anywhere in this country get a fair trial anymore? That's the million-dollar question.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's very difficult right now, isn't it? And that's because of this war on the police that the far left and the Democratic Party is waging. And Keith Ellison is the national leader of that war. He is the national leader of the radical left. He wants to transform and weaken America and to make sure that defendants who are police officers have their due process rights respected, and all folks have their due process rights respected. We have to end this war on the police, and that means replacing Keith Ellison here in Minnesota and really restoring law and order, because as a result of this war on the police, police are demoralized and retiring, and violence is spiraling out of control, and it certainly is here in Minneapolis, where carjackings in Minneapolis are up 200% over last year, and last November they were up 500% over the previous year. So wow. There's an epidemic of crime. And it's because of this war on police. So we need to end that, and then we need to start prosecuting folks that are responsible for looting and rioting, people that are fomenting violence. And actually, you know, when the police arrest someone, it's good that we prosecute them and follow through instead of just releasing them. And if we can turn that around, restore a culture of lawfulness instead of this culture of lawlessness that's really taking over because of leaders like Keith Ellison, then I think we can get to a point where the due process for police and for everyone is respected and restore law and order and make this state safe again and make this country safe again.
You know what's weird? I know Minnesota's always been known for being kind of liberal. You were the land of Hubert Humphrey and Walter Mondale. But I still don't understand how all of this happened. Certainly, I don't understand how a really safe state, you know, used to be a very safe place to live. Minnesota, Minneapolis, very safe big city, used to be. And how did it become so violent and so Democrat and so radical?
Yes, I mean, it happened very quickly, right, over the course of the last three years, and it's really accelerated with Keith Ellison in office as attorney general, and things have really come apart. And, you know, the city council here has been talking about defunding the police, hasn't been supporting the Minneapolis Police Department, and the mayor hasn't either. And, you know, the mayor made the decision to pull police back from the third precinct, and, you know, last summer, and we watched that building burn. Really quite remarkable. And I think that was a unfortunate and terrible turning point. And we've had unrest sporadically since then. And we have to turn things around. We must restore law and order, you know. And that's why I'm running for attorney general, to make this state, which used to be quite wonderful and great state, it's still a great state, but we need to make it safe again. And we need to restore law and order across the country. But, you know, the race is really about a lot more than that. With Keith Ellison being a national leader of the radical left, it's about law and order, but it's also about our founding principles. It's really about whether Minnesotans and Americans are going to rally the cause of freedom and the rule of law, or cede control of our country to those who, like Ellison, want to destabilize its foundations and transform it into something sinister and unrecognizable. But I'm confident that we're going to prevail, because Minnesotans and Americans have had enough.
Well, my question is, Doug, and this goes not for you, I'm not trying to pick on you, it goes for every Republican candidate in every state, but in particular Minnesota. I know there were reports of massive voter fraud in the Somali community in Minnesota, vote buying. And my question to you is, how do you get a fair vote? Forget about a fair trial. How does a Republican get a fair vote if they're rigging elections, if they're stealing elections, if there's no voter ID, if they're literally, dead people are voting, homeless people are voting, people from other states are voting, illegal aliens are voting, people who maybe are from another country like Somalia but do not have legal status are voting. How do you win those elections?
Right. We absolutely need to make sure it's part of the Office of Attorney General's responsibility. Keith Ellison certainly isn't doing it. The responsibility is to enforce our laws, including our election laws and our laws against voter fraud, right? So when I'm Attorney General, that will be a priority, making sure that only legal votes are counted, that all legal votes are counted, but only legal votes are counted, so that no one is disenfranchised. That's the key. We got to make sure that people have confidence in the functioning of the elective franchise, because it's the mechanism by which, you know, sovereignty, which is held to the people, comes down to legitimize our government.
Doug, the music's on. We got to run, but you see the catch 22, right? I agree with you. I like you. You sound great, and I want people to go to his website and contribute. DougWardlowAG.com. DougWardlowAG.com. But the catch 22 is, yes, I believe if you're elected, you'll change everything. Law and order's back. We won't allow people to steal elections. Illegal aliens can't vote. But to get elected, you got to beat the rigged election that's run by the people who want it rigged. So it's very tough. That's the problem. I wish you well. I know Minnesota's not a lost cause. It's a badly divided state, and when we lose really close. But the question is, are you getting a fair case, a fair shot to win an election? I hope you are. Doug Wardlow, AG.com. We need guys like him in the Attorney General's office, not people supported and funded by George Soros and other communist socialists around the world. Doug Wardlow, thanks for coming on the show.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.